Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Saviro, and I have the pleasure today on iHeartRadio to welcome a wonderful artist from Sweden. We love Sweden. Wonderful artist name, Bergman. Let me spell it out for you. Bergman. He has released a wonderful new single called Siam, Siam, from the eponym album Siam. The album just got released, wonderful new track, which we had the pleasure to listen. And of course, we are delighted to have today over the phone, live from Sweden, a beautiful country, the wonderful artist Bergman. Bergman, how are you today?
I'm just fine, but I've been working pretty hard. I'm at work shoveling snow.
It brings charm to the country. So don't worry about that. So first of all, please tell me a little bit about who you are. Like, where are you from, and how did you start music?
Okay, Sweden. Born here in central Sweden, but now I live in North Sweden. Music, I've been like producing music, doing songs like 20 years back in time, you can say. Yeah.
Wow. And how did you start like singing and doing other stuff?
Mostly playing in bands, singing. And but then again, this... Mm-hmm. Things, writing songs is like very near my heart, so to speak. Yeah.
Who are your music influencers? Who are the music, the musicians, the artists who have influenced you the most?
The thing is, nobody really. It sounds maybe strange to say, but I never really have a favorite or an idol. You can say everything I heard in my life, maybe I pick up sometimes.
Wow, that's beautiful. So fast forwarding to your new album, Siam. Tell us about it. What can we find on that album aside from the single called Siam?
You can the first track is called Sarajevo Bye Bye. I used to be there pretty long time ago, but it's such a beautiful city. And another track, number two, is Once Upon a Time in Jerusalem, Edenix. And the third one is Long Time No See, and the last one is Siam. And it was pretty cool, actually, when I was doing Siam. I was in Thailand, and that's the name of Thailand before. It used to be named Siam, much more beautiful name, if you ask me. And she started, I say, we were eating breakfast at the balcony, and I said to her, honey, can't you just sing something? And she started to sing, and it was so beautiful. So I recorded it with my cell phone. And then I thought some more. I recorded the Andaman Sea, birds. And then I thought, wow, with the lyrics to this. And then I got the drums in my head and then strings and the rest of it. And it took like half a year for me to do. But I'm so happy about the album and the song. You know, I'm so content. I can really say that.
Yeah, and you can be definitely proud of it because it's a... It's a beautiful work you have done, and I love the visuals and all the great things that you've done about it. So what is next for you before we start to play your music? So you have some live performances, and how is the music scene in Sweden?
Music scene in Sweden is slowly picking up after the corona, but I'm not like actually playing out so much. Because it's so hard to, like, create the band, so to speak, so everybody has time to do it, so it's going to be really, really good, sound amazing and all of that. So mostly I've been in the studio. And in the near future, I'm in a band also called Cold Town, and we're going to release a record.
Well, we will be there definitely for you to support you and to play all your wonderful work right now.
Thank you for your kind words.
Oh, no, of course. And really, thank you to you for being with us today. So right now, the great moment that we've been all waiting, the great song, Siam, by the artist Bergman, it's spelled B-E-R-G-M-A-N. Bergman, he has released this great new album with a new single called Siam, S-I-A-M. Wonderful artist, which we are going to play right now. Stay tuned with us for more music. It's a beautiful day.